This is a story of Frog going to dinner. The little boy John was getting ready to go out to dinner with his family. He made sure he looked okay in the mirror, and while his pet Turtle and Frog and dog Trixie looked on. He started to put his suit jacket on, and patted Trixie's head. Trixie was sad that she couldn't go out to dinner with him, but she would take care of the Turtle and make sure that no one got into trouble at the house while they were out at dinner. John waved goodbye, and the family left. They were going to the fancy restaurant, which was their favorite place to go on Saturday nights. The whole family got really, really dressed up, and they always had lots of good food. John was with his little sister, Mary, and his mother, and his father. The driver took their car and valet parked it so the dad could just walk in with everyone else. They were seated at the table, and they started to peruse the menu to see what they would order. The waiter was busy telling them what the specials were. This restaurant was beautiful. It was very nicely decorated, and it even had angels playing musical instruments on the walls. There was a big band, and they were busy playing all of the patrons' favorite music. But John's pet Frog had ran away from the table without John realizing it because he was too busy looking at the food. The frog started to leap into the band player's saxophone, and he fell right into the saxophone. The saxophone player was confused. He was blowing into the saxophone but didn't hear any noise. He scrunched his face to try to play harder, and the band members knew that there was something wrong. He turned the saxophone upside down to see what was blocking the saxophone, and the other band players looked upset because he was ruining their song. All of a sudden, the frog landed on the man's forehead. They were shocked. They didn't know what to say. Where had this frog come from? The man was so surprised that he fell back into his bandmate's drum and broke the drum. Oh no, how are they going to play now? They were not very happy with the frog. While they were scratching their heads and confused as to how the frog had gotten into the fancy restaurant, the frog had already leapt away and was busy jumping into the special of the night, lettuce salad. The waiter didn't realize that the frog had jumped into the salad. Mr. and Mrs. Smith were having a very nice, cozy dinner. Or Mrs. Smith was having a cozy dinner all by herself, and the waiter served the special lettuce dinner to her. She was very happy and always dressed in her finest clothes to come to the fancy restaurant. She put her fork in for her first bite, and the frog popped out. She was scared and gave out a loud scream. The frog jumped away because he realized she was upset, and she fell back in her chair, breathless because she was so upset. Everything fell everywhere. The cup fell off the table. The fork went flying into the air, and Mrs. Smith would soon be on the ground crying. The waiter tried to console Mrs. Smith and tell her everything would be all right, and the frog had jumped into Mr. and Mrs. Allen's champagne glass. Mr. Allen had been cheering because had been celebrating getting a new job with Mrs. Allen, and this was his first glass of champagne. The frog jumped into it, but he didn't realize. While everyone was yelling and crying and upset, Mr. Allen went to go drink his champagne glass, and the frog tried to kiss him. His wife did not look very happy. The waiter started to jump after the frog while the frog was waving goodbye to Mr. and Mrs. Allen. Mrs. Allen looked like she was about to faint. Was the man going to get the frog? He grabbed the frog by his two legs, and while the frog was upside down and not very happy, the waiter escorted him out the fire exit. All of a sudden, Little John realized that the frog was being taken away. Little John's mother tried to hush him because they were at the fancy restaurant, and his father furrowed his brows and gave him a stern look. But Little John just wanted his pet frog back. He explained to the waiter that the frog was really a nice frog and didn't mean any harm to any of the other patrons. John's family did not look very happy with him because he was interrupting their dinner. The waiter said that he didn't want any of the family members there, that they weren't welcome at the fancy restaurant, and so all four had to leave out of the fire exit. Little John's sister gave a really snooty look, and his mother and father were not pleased with him. He was going to be in trouble. The whole ride home in the car, no one spoke to Little John because they were all very hungry, and they hadn't even been able to have dinner because his frog ruined the night. Once they got home, they told Little John that he was supposed to stay in his room for the rest of the night, and he would be getting no food. Trixie and the turtle looked out at Little John and knew something was wrong. Little John got inside and started to laugh and laugh. It had been one of the funniest nights ever, and the frog had been a hit at the fancy restaurant.